Well, good morning and welcome. We're at the Vol today, Tuesday the 4th of November, and we've got an 8 race program going is pretty good, and there's a 10 meter false rail from the 600 meter mark. We're on the main track and we kick off at 12:10 with a maiden plate 1000 meters. Hot favorite here, and the money is for Slender Silhouette, and should be too, because there's nothing in this race that looks like can beat it. The only one that there's money for is Rockabilly, which is a first timer from Fabian Habib. Rachel Venica comes up to ride that and a number of others. Queensland is an interesting horse here. Muzzy rode it last time, was 7-10 favorite, ran no race whatsoever. Awful. Now it's 10-1. Callum Murray now rides it. My dear friend might be an improver with Serena Woodley as well. Race 2, maiden plate, fillies and mares, 1,000 meters. This looks like the first timers hold sway. Manuletti has been back. That's Hudalakis and Zaki, and they back them when they can win. This is owned by the Slack team. Varicino's Champ might also be a big player here. Nicely bred out of a Var mare. Rachel Venica rides that for Fabian again. Then there are a number of others. Emerald Forge, of the horses that have run, got to go in. Form's good. Pretty decent price. I would have thought that would be the winner. Have a look at Dondayaki, one good run, and Master's Lady, improved last two. So the bipod, remember, you don't need to put in the unraced horses. Maybe those three will do. Race 3, maiden plate, 1,400 meters. Wayne, Hudalakis, Gavilarina. This looks like the right horse. Cracking first run behind Miami Mountain and unfancied in the betting. There's nothing in the race that looks like it could frighten Wayne. Go, Johnny, go. De Kock's first timer, 6-1. Watch for follow through on that. But I would think you'll probably be able to get away with Wayne as a banker and everything. Race 4, merit rated 75, 2,400 meters. Hot favorite here, Sky Pillar Rock. Two very good runs his last two. We got Trident King in here. He meets Arlington Action on 2 kilo better terms for a 3.2 length beating. And last time he was seeing if he could get the trip, and he definitely does get the trip. So I think he's a good each way play. Chabal won the other day, won a good race, and he got 5 points for winning. Arlington Action got 4 for winning, as I said. And then Cartagena, who was competitive, and she beats Arlington Action on 2 kilos better terms for a 2.5 length beating. So she's got to be a player. Race 5, merit rated 66,000 meters. Hardest race on the card. Lonely as a Cloud might be the answer. 2 fair runs after winning. In the Ether, improved last 2. Michael Faraday looks like it's on the short side. I think there are a lot of horses that have got a chance here, but the find of the race is Pacific. Back over the 1,000 meters, absolutely his trip. Muzzy gets a leg up for St. John. Put him into everything. Race 6, merit rated 82, 1,200 meters. Fully loaded, gets Rachel Venica and Blinkers. I think the Blinkers will improve this horse a lot. Turbo Power, 12-1. Wow, how's this horse 12-1? He's had one run back from a break and didn't run badly at all, and I think this will suit him perfectly. He goes into all the play. Antonio Guardi ran an ice race last time out, and then Ice Dragon won very easily, first time at 50-1. Who knows how good that might be. Palace Revolt, another one that certainly might be worth including and might be a player here. Race 7, another field race. 1,500 meter, merit rated 90. I'm going to pick out the ones I like. Presley, I think he'd probably go well with Lorena. Last car to pass, ignore its last start, might improve. We Are the Logans, looks like he lost form. Jordan, definitely got a chance. Draw one is obviously a concern at the Vol, but I think he'll go well here. He might be the play of the race. Xanthar, Samo Berthier rides it, and that could put it in the play because he's a decent rider, this guy. And then Open Highway, got form and Kamala. Kamala rode it the time before last, ran second to Ombudsman. That was a pretty good run, so Open Highway going to everything. Race 8, merit rate of 1,600 meters. Sunshine Day, I like this horse today. I think he's the right one here. Magellan looks short for. Gamer, I would put him into everything. I think that he's going to go well. And then Commander of All, down the bottom of the weights. 8-1 because Schlarper rides it, but could improve considerably with Brett Weber. And Blurred Vision, improved last run from St. John Gray, but I do think Gamer might be the better of the two. I'm going the exotics and hoping that we can get some decent payouts. Remember, you can take them all on Interbet. Have a great day.